KUTX 98.9, we just heard from REM, and now we are live in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're here with a room full of our Concert Club members. Thank you all. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. Jake Perlman is doing the in-house mix, and we have our video crew of Jorge Sanhuesa Lyon and Gabriel Perez. Thanks to all of you. And we'd like to welcome back a band that we haven't seen here for a while, but I was speaking to Kyle, and I know we've done a session together
a while ago. Having us.
Yeah, it's great to
have you. Retirement didn't work out for us, so we're back.
All right. You have a new album. I should tell folks that the band is Typhoon, and they come from Portland, Oregon. And you have a pretty ambitious new album out called Offerings.
Yeah, it's... Well, I keep doing the disclaimer that it's 70 minutes long, so like, you know, it's longer than a lunch break for you guys.
So I trust you'll be doing some tunes off of that for us?
Yeah, we got two tunes off of that, and then, here we go.
All right, and Kyle, what tune would you like to start off with?
This one's called Rorschach. On the screen, we have all the information now, but what does it mean?
Endless progress, endless regress, stretching on.
Reasons to tease, drank up all that hemlock, here I am just reading the leaves.
There's no atlas, there's no compass, the desert yawns.
What happens to the life we lost that gets lost in the living? And all this fiction makes me nervous. Turns out it was blood spilled on the canvas. We admire just like some Rorschach painting. Thinning your brain, it edits to a man but keeps the figure in the frame. Sacrificial violence, all those passed over in silence, then cast out with the blame. And I'm trying to stay sane. Meanwhile, the river of forgetfulness just starts spilling the pain. Been caught in the pain. Instead of fessing up, we'd sooner just go out of our heads than holding up my hand when I should have doubled down on my own atom bomb shelter instead. How are you?
We're here with Typhoon live in Studio 1A. That was a tune called Rorschach from their new release, Offerings. And according to what I've dug up on the internets here, it says that it's a record about the perspective of a mind losing its memory.
Yeah, I wrote that line. So yeah, that's a credible source.
Yeah.
So I was really interested in the idea of, you know, we take for granted memory constituting us as people. Like, that's like, you sort of need memory to place yourself. You need memory to know who you are and who the people are around you. So what kind of human are you without it? And is there anything that is durable enough to kind of make it through meaninglessness or madness as this character is kind of descending? And then I kind of build it out too, because right now I notice there's sort of a, in a social context, there's a deterioration of the attention span. I think we've all kind of noticed it. It has something to do with the little dongles we have in front of our face all the time. I'm guilty of that. So, you know, it provided a lot of kind of interesting questions to tease out.
Yeah, in addition to being taken on a personal level, there's the social, there's the political, there's the cultural.
Memory and history can totally be political. And it's important to sort of realize how, you know, social repression of certain things can come back to bite you. I think that's something that we can all look out for right now. We're all kind of experiencing.
Indeed. So the record is in four parts, right?
Yeah.
Four sections.
There's three movements, and then there's an epilogue, because I'm a wannabe writer. Yeah, so there's the three movements, and it kind of traces this outline from, you know, you have this character, and I borrowed heavily from Samuel Beckett's three novels, in which there's this character that's kind of trying his best with very limited vocabulary and very limited sensual experience to, you know, outline his surroundings, try to get a grip on where he is, and so that's kind of the first movement. And then the second movement kind of builds it out to the world a little bit, as I was mentioning. And then the third one's just kind of a all-out, you know, oblivion.
Well, speaking of literature, I couldn't help but notice the title of one of the tunes was Algernon, which probably comes from
novella,
Flowers,
which touched me a lot when I read it. The idea of, you know, like is it worse to have experienced a certain thing and then lose it, or to not experience? So there's a song called Algernon, which is basically, I don't even know if I need to do a play-by-play of the song, but it takes place in what's like an interrogation room, but it really, it's a wife asking her husband, trying to get him to remember her.
Yeah, we're here with Typhoon, and Kyle Morton is the composer and songwriter for the group. So you've got a large group. You travel around with...
So this is Typhoon Light, honestly. We have a few less than last time we were here. Seven is still... It's funny how, to us, it feels a lot smaller, but it's still bigger than most. We're still a pain in the butt of any sound engineer.
Well, yeah. Certainly the sound on the new album is what's been called cinematic, which
I think that's a generous tag, apt.
Yeah. So... you have horns as well, but you're not traveling with them?
So the horns feature a lot less prominently on the new record, and part of that was because it's a very dark record. It, like tonally, it's very dark, and horns, just their nature is they're so bright and ascendant, and it didn't fit quite as well. So there's a few places where there's a lonely, mournful horn that comes in, but there's none of the, like, you know, the bombastic horn arrangements of yore. So
do you write the music for the band, or is the fact that the band is so big affects what you write?
Yeah, this is a really weird process for this record, because I was writing the concept here on the side, and then over here I had all these bits and pieces, which seemed kind of apropos for writing a song about memory loss, like doing it in a fragmentary way. So over here we have all the fragments. So I take those to band practice, and really we all sort of flesh them out to make them into songs, as opposed to my iPhone voice memos, which might be a fun, like, curio someday, but they're not. It's not a good album.
We're here with Typhoon, and you can see them tonight. They're playing at the Mohawk along with Sunbathe, and Bad Bad Hats. And the latter group will be here in Studio 1A at 3 o'clock with Lori Gallardo.
Oh, Bad Bad Hats are here?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fun. Yeah. You should check them out.
Yeah, well, we'll have them on in a couple hours. So can we get you to do another one for us?
We'd love to. This one's called Remember.
Aptly enough.
Aptly named.
Question now is how long can it take? It's all hanging on you. Just make your move before you have no moves to make. There's no future, there's no light. How it's on the way. You're just rambling through. And this corridor's a mouse lost in a maze. You gotta calm yourself, just try to concentrate. What survives in the fire? What small fragment after all else disintegrates? The only question now is how long till it breaks. Smoke alarm is howling, the bathroom mirror is broken. Find you standing in the backyard, pouring gas on a bonfire. Stripped naked, it's the middle of December. Shame you don't call with the crows you don't remember. In flames, tearing pages of notebooks in the embers of your makeshift funeral pyre. I toss and turn all night, then it comes to me. You can shake out the shards in your memory. So you've been gazing the scorched earth for the sea. Dude, there's nothing, there's nothing. In an op-ed on the construct of history. The mark of time is elaborately long. It's a spiral graph drawn with no breaks, just goes on and on. Yeah, here we are on the cutting room floor. Twice a few, twice in views where they don't belong. I toss and turn all night, but there's no relief. Well, I went into your room, you were sound. So I stay for a while watching you grind your teeth. And when you wake, there's a moment as you rise. You feel it all coming back and you realize. You tried to amputate the parts that made you scared to die. Now it'll kill you if you let it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming out. You can't see it out on the radio, but the audience here, they're tapping their toes vigorously.
They're our concert club members, and we really appreciate their support of the station, and we love it when they come out and enjoy the music live. We've been listening to Typhoon. They're playing at the Mohawk tonight. It should be great to see you in full flight out there.
Maybe you can tell me how this works. It's raining. Isn't that an outdoor venue?
Yeah, but I think it's...
It's got a tarp.
You guys are okay.
They got a tarp.
Yeah, you guys are okay. So,
cool.
So it should be...
we can't wait.
It should be good.
It's so good to be back in Austin.
So you guys are going to be over in Europe at the end of the month.
Yeah, we're finally making it to Europe. Typhoon European Vacation.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck there.
Thank you.
The new album, again, is called Offerings, and it's really an extraordinary album, and best of luck with it.
Jay, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming back, and hopefully we'll see you again. Thanks to our Concert Club members and our video crew and our engineers, and a special thanks to Deidre Gott, our producer, who sets all this live music up. And Deidre's celebrating a birthday today. So
it's Deidre's birthday?
Yeah, so be nice to Deidre.
She didn't even say anything. Of course she didn't. Happy birthday, Deidre.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.